those top headlines this morning. Tecom Group, which we are related to under the Dubai Holding umbrella, has announced its full year numbers for 2023. Net profit rising to a record, up 49% to $1.1 billion, a 10% growth in revenue as well. Very pleased to be joined on the line by the boss of Global Capital Partners, Sameer Lakhani, this morning. Sameer, good morning. It's nice to speak to you.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right, let's have a look at this growth. 49% rise in net profit. Occupancy sitting at 89%. We've been talking about problems with office space in the US this morning. Have we got the opposite issue here?
We do. For those of us who've been around here for a while, you know that we've not had much commercial office built up since 2008, and the opposite has been happening in the U.S. That combined with the pandemic and this whole debate about hybrid working spaces has meant that you've got reduced occupancy levels in the U.S. Whereas you can see what occupancy levels have been achieved by Tecom over here. An important metric to look at is the funds from operations, FFO, which Tecom reported as a 21% increase. In the U.S., you have seen FFOs coming down by about between 11 and 15%, and that's a combination of reduced occupancy rates and higher interest rate expenditure because of the refinancing costs. Interestingly enough, Tecom has managed to reduce their finance costs due to refinancing, and that's also contributed to their bottom line growth.
Yeah, let's dig into both of those points, starting with what they've called the drop in finance costs that we've seen there. There's been some refinancing, as you mentioned, mid-year in June on favorable terms. How has Tecom managed to do that with higher interest rates?
Tecom has a balance sheet along with expectations of interest rate cuts. They managed to negotiate a very favorable medium to long-term facility. There's some part of that facility that is a bullet payment, so that further eases up their cash flows. The term maturity is 5 years. So they've managed to give considerable room in their portfolio, in their balance sheet, to not only pursue build-out operations as they have indicated in their balance sheet, but also to acquire. So they're looking at a fairly aggressive stance as a result of what they've managed to do by reducing interest rate costs, which thus far has not been able to happen in the U.S. The wave of refinancing has led to operations and going in the opposite direction.
The occupancy rates that we mentioned there, 89% occupancy at the moment. Tecom says the majority of that is from retained clients, but that they've also seen a 15% rise in new clients. What are you taking from that?
I mean, we know the news. We know the influx of population. We know what's happening to Dubai and the UAE in terms of increased commercial activities. And there is a shortage of commercial space. There's no doubt about it. So they've managed to increase rents. They've managed to retain existing clients. They've managed to get in new clients and manage their portfolio in a remarkably efficient manner. But there's no doubt that going forward, Tecom and some of the other entities are going to look for increasing their commercial fit-out spaces. You might even see private sector developers jumping on the bandwagon too.
Okay, yeah, let's turn to the comments from Abdullah Balhul, the CEO of Tecom, who talks about their access to strategically located land banks. What could we see from Tecom? Does that hint at more buildings to come?
100%. They've mentioned it in their balance sheet that they are going to look for more developments. They've interestingly also mentioned that they are going to look for acquisitions as well. So they're looking for an aggressive expansion whilst maintaining a very favorable dividend payout ratio. Remember, Tecom's share price has been up 18%. That is excluding the dividends that they have paid out since their IPO, which is also about 10%.
What kind of acquisition from TECOM would make sense for you, Sana? I realise we're in speculation territory here, but for a company that, you know, is effectively a giant industrial, commercial and office landlord, what could that look like?
You've had... or cash infusions, capital infusions. So they are looking to cater to all spectrums, right? They're looking at within their office within their office portfolio, they're looking at not only category A, they're looking at category B, they're looking at category C. And I think, again, purely speculatively, that the growth, whilst everybody talks about the category A, there is an enormous amount of growth potential in the category B office space, which I think is something that TECOM is going to be looking at very opportunistically.
What about growth in the industrial space, where the occupancy here has grown to 94%, up from 81% the year before?
That's the land lease occupancy, all right? When you look at the industrial space, it's even more bullish. I mean, we talk about warehouses. We talk about all kinds of industrial activity that is now being embarked on in the UAE. They've got the strategic part. They've got the strategic land bank, industrial city being the prime example over here. If anything, that's going to ramp up even further. But what we're looking at, you know, when we came out of the pandemic, we were coming off a low base of rents. We were coming out of favorable terms that were given to tenants.